Don't touch anything.
It's the greatest find yet. Nothing compares to it.
But it's definitely something you should hear.
This is The Real Deal with Larry Lawton.
This is The Real Deal with me, Larry Lawton, and I am literally on the board, people. We're so busy. Nick got a little busy, and I had to have this special guest that I got on right now. I got a friend of mine who is on the podcast. When I tell you, friends, he's a crazy dude, but he is my homeboy. He is Garfield! Garfield's in the house, everybody, and everybody knows who Garfield is. Garfield was my old mailman. Boy, do I miss you, Garf. I really do, buddy. How you doing?
Well, I'm here, man. That's why...
Nick, can you get this?
I moved back.
I know you're working, but... Just go ahead. It's all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was saying that's why I moved closer to you. This way we could hang out, man. So I'm literally right down the street from you now.
You know, Garfield was walking by. Of course, he remembers my old days with Garfield. Was he'd come in for the mail, we'd have a beer and a joint, and he'd go on his way. What a great job. I loved it. But the best mailman ever is never late, never bad work. This dude did it all, man. I'm not kidding you. I miss you, Garf, as a mailman, man. Yeah. And I don't want to ask. Like, we never had to ask you to do things. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, maybe it's because you come from the north, you know, New York and stuff like that. And you just, it was so cool because you'd come in. You need any lab? Nah, mail going, coming. Now, we could put that on a board, you know, make the manager, I guess, every morning tell you, stop at this address, stop at whatever it is. But we had it so good, Garf, that it was just like, you know what I mean? I'd come on and you'd come by. It was great, you know? So how do you get the people to do that again?
Well, I'm from the old school. You know, I started back in 88, so that was a long time ago. Now, these cats nowadays that comes in...
Yeah, speak at the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, these cats are a different breed now. But it's different. Like, now they watch you, they could track you, blah, blah, blah. Back in the days, we used to just do whatever. It was a little much better back then. But
so are you trying to say it's almost the system's fault because there's so many checks and balances that they overdo it to get good service? Sometimes I think that, you know what I mean?
That is part of it, yeah. But it's so many changes from when I started. It was just time for me to go, so, you know.
How many years did you do?
I did 34 years.
34 years. So you were a young kid when you started, 20.
Yeah, I started. I left high school, went into the Army.
How long were you in the Army? 2 years?
I was there for like 3.5 years.
Oh, wow. You did
your 4. And then I got out and I joined the post office. And
that was a good job. I remember when they were recruiting for that job up in New York. You know, I mean, they would recruit. It paid pretty good, too. Good benefits.
Yeah, I kind of had a plan. I was going to get out of the Army and join the post office. And that worked out, so.
Oh, you had that plan?
Yeah, I was kind of like, you know what? I'm going to work for the post office. And
did your 4 years in the military count?
Well, it kind of, yeah, in a way. There was a system where you're supposed to buy back that time to go towards the retirement. But I kind of waited around too long. By the time it was time to buy it back, it was too much, so I said.
Oh, you could have did it right at the beginning?
Yeah, nobody told me back then, you know, this is how you do it. You pay some money and you get credit for that time, and it goes towards your retirement.
Man, that's a big deal.
So I could have had a few more extra dollars right now in my pocket.
Yeah, me too. When I got retired, I retired as an E5, and I was an E6, but I got busted. You know, I was a bad guy. So,
yeah,
And in trouble. But I'm not saying bad, but,
kinda,
you know.
Yeah.
I did what I had to do, you know. But anyway, we're sitting here at Garfield, and, you know, here it is Tuesday, you know. I mean, this it's late Monday, Tuesday. And you're down, you're behind, you're right, you moved right next to me, Garfield. Well, what up?
If
I know you're not getting too much because this is a poor neighborhood we live in.
Well, if I do my math, when I go walking in the morning, I always walk by and I always duck my head in to see, but you're always sleeping by that time.
Well, usually,
when I come through.
Oh, you come in the morning still?
Yeah, probably around 7:30.
Oh, I'm usually gone.
I walk this neighborhood, and then
we go to bed at 5 sometimes. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not going to bed.
No, I'm saying we do because it's just what happens.
Yeah.
It's quiet in here at night. Yeah. I like to do the work at night. We do a lot of production at night. And now we look at it and say, okay, man, okay. And before you know it, you turn around, it's 3:30. And before you know, you wind down even, and you go to bed, it's 12. But I get up then at 11. You know what I mean?
I can't keep track of you now, because usually you used to be in there, but now you're in the RV sometimes.
Hey, as a matter of fact, and we're traveling a lot. You know
that too. If I don't see the RV, I know you're not here.
So. Two things, great things. First of all, thank our sponsor, Oliva Cigar. They've still been with us, and they've been with us for a long time. They are great, great partners in my cigar, you know.
I took some of those cigars down to Jamaica and gave them to all my own boys, man. They love those things, man.
They better not have cut them up for joints.
Well, I'm not going to say.
Oh, man, I tell
you. That's part of it, but a lot of these guys just... Yeah, some of these guys literally just floss with that thing, like, yo, look at me, yeah, I'm smoking a cigar.
They're smoking a good cigar, yeah, too.
They do. I don't know if they realize how good it is, but, you know.
Yeah, they're good cigars. You know, hey, Garth, so first of all, the cigars are going actually very well. They're a good partner. When you got a big company like that, who know, you can make them and get them the same way. Everything's consistency in cigars, you know. If somebody buys my cigar in California, it's got to be the same cigar that you buy right here in Florida or New York or wherever. Yeah. Otherwise, you think how they do it. It's amazing how they do it. Because there's no preservatives, none of this kind of stuff in there. It's all natural, so they have to actually grow it the exact same way, same water amounts, same everything. It's wild how they do it. It really is pretty wild how they do cigars. You know, and I learned so much when I went down. I went down to Nicaragua for 5 days, and it's a communist third world country. I learned that, but what they are doing with cigars down there, you know, they provide 75% of all premium cigars in the United States, Nicaragua.
Really?
Yeah, so it's crazy. You know, I was looking at your country. That's where we're going to go. Yeah. But first of all, a couple of things I want to let everybody know coming up. Today is April 2nd, and April 9th, April 9th, my true crime story on VH1.
Okay.
Whole hour, that comes out. You got to watch that with your wife. Yeah,
okay.
You
got to.
And then on April 12th, a company called Jubilee and a show called Ranking, I'm coming on. I don't know how... I was a little bit wild, so I hope that, you know, listen, I hope people out there know. Some people are going to cancel me because I call this bitch a bitch and, you know, and I do stuff. But, you know, I'm not worried about it because people who know me and know my heart, you know my heart. They ain't a prejudiced bone in my body. Yeah. You know my heart. I like all people. I like to hang. I don't judge people. I don't care where they're from, what they do. That's just me.
Yeah.
So I don't care. But Garfield, I want to go into a little bit of Jamaica. First of all, how is retirement doing? You've been retired a year? I think it's about a year.
Yeah, last April, matter of
fact. Wow, so, did I call it, people? Because I remember missing this guy.
You're good like that, man. You're good like that.
I am. So tell me, you've been retired a year.
Well, yes. Well, I had a plan because I knew, like, everybody, like, you know, this is Florida, Palm Bay. It's a little bit, you know. So I knew once I wasn't working no more, I wanted a place where I could go hang out. Because, like, a lot of people, like, retire and they get a second job. I wasn't thinking about doing that. I just wanted to just have some fun. So I started working on this house that my dad had left me way back.
In Jamaica?
Yeah, and it was kind of beat down. So I started doing one thing, and then one thing led to another. So now it's like this major project, you know.
You showed me some pictures with the roof deck and all. Oh, my God.
So I got a roof top with a bar, and it's overlooking the river and the mountains in the background. It's kind of cool.
Kind of cool. Yeah, well, I can't. So, you said I could come anytime.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm working on, like, downstairs. It's gonna be a big lounge. We're gonna have some of your equipment down there. Like, you know.
Can I bring my equipment to do a podcast from there?
Yeah. Sure.
yeah. No, we do a so live, like, podcast.
Yeah. So, like,
you know, I think that'd be great. Do some videos.
Place. That'd be so. You know, like I do my DJ gig up here, so I do it down there also. I brought this whole bunch of equipment down there.
Oh, so you got to tell me what's going on. You're telling me when I come down, you're gonna DJ a party. Yes. We're gonna have a party, and I could film it, do whatever, have fun.
Yes. That's what it's.
I'm thinking content. Showing people how the real Jamaica is, man.
Yeah, you ain't seen no tourists up there, my man.
So we're going where?
Yeah, you're going up in the
mountains.
Yeah, close to the Blue Mountains, like, yeah.
Am I okay? They're going to kidnap me up there?
Good. I told you that story already.
You got me?
Remember I took this dude down there and everybody asked me.
Tell me. I got to hear this. I remember.
My friend Matt came with me one time and he wanted, like, he had a specific, like, itinerary. He wanted to go play soccer, do Bob Marley and surf and all that. And he did. So on the way home, we took a cab, and before the cab took off, the driver was up front rolling up this big fatty. And he looked behind and he realized it was me and Matt, and Matt's the white dude, and he turned to me and said, the joint, he said, is the white dude okay? I'm like, yeah, he is, and he just kept rolling up, man, and we took off in a cloud of smoke, man. So so you had to check and make sure he wasn't the feds, you know. So, but it would be same with you, you know.
No, I feel that, yeah, but so are we okay? You're with me. Any good. Kidnaps up there? Like people kidnap people?
This is a country. This is not the big city. This is just laid back country life, man.
Is there any gorillas in the like? You know, I don't mean gorilla. You know, this like the Sandinista. You know what I mean? Like any of those kind of stuff.
You be like a Tupac thing?
Nah, listen, I don't want to go there and get myself
you're good,
kidnapped.
Man, you're good. Trust me, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. If that's the case, then I'm good. I feel better. So we're going to go there. Now, listen, I got to ask this. Yeah. A lot of ladies there? You got to tell me, because I got to know if I should bring Viagra.
Yeah. Make sure you do a lot of exercise before you
come. Oh, really?
You're going to get a workout.
So. Oh, you damn. Oh, I want that. You know I like that.
You be ready, yeah.
Any crazy stuff? What about hedonism?
I don't know nothing about that.
Oh, you know everything about it. You just don't want to tell anybody on it.
I know nothing about that.
Are you far from hedonism?
Yeah, well, now it's not that far now because they're doing a lot of work on the highways.
Oh, yeah.
So now getting around. Back in the days, if you wanted to go to the city, you have to, it's like a major project.
Just were you born there?
Yes.
When did you come to America?
Just 83.
So you were about 7?
Yeah, I was
17?
I was 16.
You were 16 when you came here. How long did it take you to become a citizen?
Well, I did 1 year of high school and I graduated and I went straight into the army. Once I was in the army, I was eligible to be a citizen.
Oh, is that how it works?
By the fact that you're in the army. Back then, yeah. So
that's good. That's
as soon as I had a chance to. Because, well, first of all, when I was in the army, I didn't have to worry about like travel and stuff like that because the military ID take you anywhere. You don't need no passport, no this.
That's true,
that.
Yeah.
That military ID had a lot of power.
Active duty military.
Active duty military ID, yo, it's like, yeah. So I didn't have to worry about being no citizen because I get all the privilege of citizens got back then. But once I got out, I just went straight in and I became a citizen. So, and I've been ever since then.
But so, I mean, hey, so at what year did you become a citizen?
I don't know, probably 88.
88, Garfield becomes citizen.
Yeah, somewhere around here. Yeah.
They were just applauding you. People were applauding.
They were?
Okay. I learned this board. I'm trying some new board.
You missed it, yeah.
So. Yeah, but so Garfield, so you became a citizen then, and now obviously you can go back. You have dual citizenship, Jamaica and America, right?
Yeah, now, like last year I went down there like 6 times.
Wow. That's
a lot of traveling.
And this is just this year since you've been retired?
Yeah, and I would have been down there once already.
Now, I don't mean to ask you, like, man, is the house worth a lot of money now? I mean, you're putting a lot into it, right?
For me, I'm not looking to
sell
to flip,
You just want, is that going to be your second home or
major? Yeah, definitely, yeah. And a lot of people are talking about Airbnb and all that, but I'm not,
I mean,
yeah, if people pay to stay at your place, I think they're going to be like, yo.
They don't care.
I'm paying my money so I can do whatever. So that, I'm not really crazy about. So.
No, listen to me.
It's going to be like a hangout spot, man.
I get that. What I'm saying is,
friends come along.
Obviously, you know, even at your age, you're not old, but your age is going to be, okay, how many times am I going to use it? Is it worth it? Is the money? You're putting some money into it to make it nice. That I saw the pictures, man. It's going to be really beautiful.
I think I dropped like 60 grand in that thing.
Wow. Right there, so, yeah. And that's in Jamaica.
Yes.
Wow, that's got to be a lot of,
That's 60 grand, that's U.S. dollars, man.
That's what I'm saying, in Jamaica, man. Yes. So they must have went a far way.
Yeah.
And is that what the cost is going to be total to fix it up the way you wanted?
Well, right now, I probably need another 10 grand, that'll be good.
10 grand, so you'll have a lot. Okay, you'll have 70 into it.
Looking at 70 grand.
You own the property, you own the house.
Yeah, it's not a big property, but the view is nice because it's like I said, it's right by the river. So most times...
Is it in like a community center, small town?
No, it's just... Yeah, it's like a small village. It's not a town. It's just a...
Right. Well, I'm getting that. You and I come from New York, so it's a little different.
Yeah. It's not like Bronxville or Starsville, my man. No, it ain't like... Yeah.
Is it like... It's smaller than here, even. Right? It's smaller than Melbourne.
Melbourne is a pretty big town.
That's 80,000 people. Come on.
Yeah, but Mount Vernon is 100,000. Palm Bay is 100,000.
125 that. Palm Bay is pretty big.
Yeah.
I'm talking, okay, so is it a town like the 3,000 people?
Probably.
3, do you know most people in town?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I probably don't know the younger ones.
Right, right,
but
right.
But if they tell me, like, their grandparents and their parents, then I could figure it out. So most times that's what I do is, like, okay, what's your dad's name or whatever? Or,
you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, now, in Jamaica, what is the language? Do they speak English?
Yeah.
Is it an English-speaking country?
Yeah.
So there's no other language? The Jamaica doesn't have their own language?
Version of what it is, but at the end of the day, when you go to school, you learn English. But they got this Jamaican Creole, which is like, you know...
It's like, Creole is French, isn't it? Well, I mean, part of French, French dialect?
Or not, well, they call it like patois, which, you know, it's like, it's a mixture of English and African.
Man, do you speak Creole?
Do I speak like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when I'm doing it, definitely.
So it's like me in New York when I speak with a New York accent when I go back.
Yeah, you can do that.
I don't have a New York accent now, do
no,
I?
No, you got a country accent.
A country accent? People say I still sound like I'm from New York.
Yeah, well, you sound like a gangster still. So.
No, you got to bring that bad time. You got to bring the old times up. Yeah. Hey, any gangsters in Jamaica?
Well, not like...
Not like mob,
of
like
course,
I remember.
Yeah, of course.
Can you grab me a water behind you, please? Yeah. Hey, yeah, God. They got gangsters everywhere. Listen, you know why the ball went. You heard that story.
No, I didn't.
With Nick breaking the ball with the one wheel?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
What was this?
You know what a one wheel is, right? No. One wheel are those things that have one wheel and you balance yourself on them and they go
is
real
that
fast.
Like a unicycle?
Mm-mm.
Similar?
No, unicycle has a seat you still sit on.
Okay.
This is you like, it's like a skateboard with a wheel. Like one skateboard with a big wheel in the middle and they go up to 25 miles an hour.
Is it that motorized thing?
Yeah, it's motorized thing. Yeah. Crazy. So we had one here.
Yeah.
We got one for a bonus for Nick, right? Uh-huh. It was right where I was sitting where you were.
Yeah.
Right there in front. He touches the thing. Something was wrong with it. It flew into the bar, crushed the... You remember my glass bar?
Yeah.
Look, no more.
I actually wanted a bar like that to bring down to Jamaica.
Yeah, I'm getting another one. Yeah, yeah. You want me to order two?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll be your housewarming gift.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I actually was looking at that.
Yeah,
real.
No, I bring it? Yeah. Can I send it to Jamaica?
No, well, I'll bring it down.
If I get it from Amazon for you.
Just get it here and I'll pick it up.
Okay. That's going to be your housewarming gift.
Nice.
When are you going down next?
Probably like the end of the month.
Okay, end of April.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna get you a buffet. That's my now. When I go down, I want to see that built.
Yeah, you're good, man. You're good.
Because I'm gonna give you. That's a housewarming present.
Yeah, nice.
And we're gonna go down there and have a party. You're gonna bring your equipment.
My equipment's already down there.
So you're not DJing here anymore.
Yeah, I do. I do. I have two different set of equipment.
Wow. Good for you.
I got the same tech. Actually, the one I have down there is bigger than the one I have.
Bigger than here?
Yeah. I played yesterday at the park. Man, you should come down. It was nice, dude.
Why didn't you say anything?
Yeah.
You tell me you're going to tell me and you never tell me.
I came by. When did I come by? I came by. Yes. Did you? You have a camera outside. You see me duck through your window?
I do have a camera.
Did you see me on camera?
I see you after. I don't see like certain part. I see, you know, little part.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, yo, because that window was open. Blinds.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, Larry. But I didn't see you in there.
Now, a lot of times, it depends. I could be in the RV. I could be inside. Nick is here usually editing because we have the powerful computer right there.
Yeah.
So my laptop can't do what he does.
So usually at nights, like around this time, are you in the RV or you're out?
Right around now, it's either one, 50-50.
Because sometimes like in the evening, like around this time, I have nothing to do. I wanted to hang out. I said, let me go over to Larry and hang out for a while. But I don't see it, so now I know.
Yeah, if I don't answer the door, I'm either busy in there doing something, you know, some hotties in there, whatever.
Well, or I know, yeah.
Whatever's going on. Yeah. So just knock and leave. Yeah. Or give it a minute.
If I see you then, just like if I didn't see Nick tonight, I would have just kept going.
Yeah, but in the RV, it's hard to see.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know.
But
like,
I knew you were here the day I came when you were in there, when I knocked. So I kind of figured you were. So that's why,
Yeah, you know, usually I stop by, have some meat, whatever it is. And, you know, in this business, I work all the time. You know that. You knew that anyway. Mm-hmm. You remember back from the old days. Even when you'd pop by after work, you know, sometimes say hello and we'd have a beer and we'd be
working.
Hot. Yeah, oh, man. Work in this business is different. I got those two things coming out. I have a show on, it's called Rankings. Man, Garfield. I don't know how they're going to do it. Nick says I was crazy. He said they took these eight convicts and they put us in a room, mm-hmm. and none of us knew who each other were. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know, but all of us were convicts. Yeah. All of us were felons.
Yeah.
So you had to look at each other and say where, you know, who's the worst, who's the best. You know, like, who did the most serious crime is okay. What. So at the first, I thought I had a win by going like I did the least serious. But by the end of everybody revealing shit, they had me all the way at the end, the most serious. Well, I tied up 100 people.
America's number one jewel thief is like, it's a title, man. You got to wear that.
I got to wear that. It's a good...
Proudly, I mean, man.
It's
proudly.
It's a true title.
And I tell people that I know you, man. It's like,
do they know who I am, a lot of them?
Well, they know after I explain.
But some of them say, I saw him or something.
I turn a lot of people on to you, man.
Or like when you came on my show, people on your route said, you are Larry's show.
I used to do that. I used to do a little bit of, you know, promotion for you out there.
Oh, you're the best, man.
Yeah, man, I used to do that. So I miss that about the job because I used to interact with a lot of people when I was out there.
You know, I see, hey, Garf, I got to talk into you. You're still walking and you don't run anymore, do you?
Well, I don't really run but I do walk. I have to try to stay active because...
No, absolutely. You used to walk even
for
when
all
you were
these
there.
Years. I walk around for 30-something years. I was on my feet. So now, if I stop doing that now, then you know it's kind of like if I don't go walking one day, I felt guilty. Like I, you know, man, I missed out on doing.
Now, do you walk like 5 miles at a shot?
Probably nah. Sometimes when the twice a day would probably equal to that. But like
couple of miles.
If I only do it like once, it'll be like. 2.5 miles. So
2.5 miles. How would you like to do this? Because Nick wants to do this, and I'm sponsoring him, and I help you too. Do you want to walk from Mexico to Canada? Look, he's looking. That's the thing. They have three routes.
Yeah.
They have one on the East Coast, goes from tip of Florida, you know, down Keys, all the way to New Hampshire, you know, Buffalo. After Buffalo's Canada, they have another one in the center of the country that goes from Texas. All the way up, and they have one from California.
Texas to where?
To Canada.
So Texas itself is like, just to walk through Texas?
You have to walk through Florida the long way.
Dude, no.
You don't want to do this?
I don't know about that.
No, this is a thing. What it's
I
called the...
Could. I probably could. I have to probably work up to it.
You know? I got to ask Nick. That when I see him, does he think he's going to have to walk up to it like you said?
Yeah.
You do it?
You have to build that up.
I don't know. How do you build that up?
Yeah, I mean, you got to go.
You're talking about walking across the country, 1,000 miles, 2,000, whatever it is.
Well, you're not doing it in one shot.
No, but you get like 6 months to
do it. In one shot?
One shot. You never.
What do you mean?
You just stop somewhere, you sleep?
From start to finish?
Yeah. Like sometimes. Well, Nick, I can't do that. we'll talk. He'll come on. I'll explain it our next show when he's on.
I'll talk to you.
But it's hard to explain. But it's, you don't stop. In other words, you camp somewhere, you got camping gear, you got a tent.
Yeah.
And then every so often, like, I'll meet him with the RV, and he can stay there a night or two. You know what I'm saying? You can do that. But then you have to get back on the trail and get going. It's not like you could, I'm done for a few months, and let me come back.
What is this trail that goes through North Carolina? Is that the
Appalachian? No, that's Appalachian Trail. Yeah.
We could walk back.
Who? Me?
That's part of it?
Did you say me?
Well, not you.
Oh, you know I can't. I need an electric wheelchair.
You're a scooter. Rascal, man.
I got a rascal. You know, I got one of those VA scooters.
You do?
I do. I just don't want to use it. I feel like I'm crippled then.
Yeah, I don't want to look all lame, man.
Right, man. You know, it's bad enough I got an electric bike.
Yeah.
People think I'm biking. I'm not biking. I'm going with my wrist because it's got a throttle. You know, my bike goes to 30 miles an hour.
Well,
that's fast.
I mean, I don't know if that's fast.
30 miles an hour, it goes faster than your mail cart. Oh, I was telling Nick that I want to buy a mail cart because we were talking about
it. You were always talking about that.
Right. Where do I go again?
I don't know.
If I call your mail...
I can find out.
If I call your mail, you can find out. Where does a person buy a mail cart?
Well, they're phasing out these old vehicles.
I want them. That's what I want.
They're bringing a new one in. So, yeah, I'm sure we could find out.
Because I'm sure they sell them for nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to... All right, I'm going to a meeting next week. Hey...
We
have this picnic coming up, man. I'm going to be cooking at that.
Where?
I want you to come by down at Wickham Park.
Absolutely.
Dude, you have to come by there.
What day is it?
I think it's the 13th. Is that a Sunday?
April 13th.
Is that a Sunday?
I'll look. I can look. April 13th, for sure I want to do this. When I say that, I mean that, Goff.
Tell me what day that is.
And you're cooking. What are you? Oh, you're cooking that chicken you used to bring here?
Yes.
Oh, man, everybody knows your chicken.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I found out I'm not the only one who got your chicken, man.
Who else got it?
I don't know. I went to the post office the other day, and the guy goes, "Oh, you a Garfield's buddy?" I said, "Man, he's
really?"
I said, "Yeah, he bring that chicken." He go, "Oh, you know his chicken?" I said, "You damn right, I know his chicken."
It's legendary.
It is legendary. Yeah. April 13th is a Saturday,
so it's, I guess it's the
April 13th is a Saturday.
It might be the 14th.
That's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, Wickham Park.
Yeah, man, that's usually a good time. I do some.
What time is it? Do you?
It starts from like 12, and we go to.
And
like,
what is there, a concert going on?
No, no, it's just the. It's just our job, the union.
Wait! Is it for the post office?
It's just for the workers. Yeah.
Now, but anybody can go, or no? You got to.
You're gonna come as my guest. I could bring you in.
Right. Because you know, it's not an open event.
No, it's not.
But, right. But I can go
because it's free food and drinks.
Oh, really?
And music, and I.
You DJ?
Yeah. So that you got to.
And this the first. They do that every month.
We've been doing it every year for
once a year.
Yes.
In April.
Well, sometimes in Columbus Day, which is like October, but.
Okay, but they do it once a year.
We started switching back to the.
Is that for the union? The union does it.
Yeah.
Oh man, sorry. I know you were pretty good in the union.
Yeah, I was like for a while. Yeah.
Were you a big shot in the union?
Yeah, I kind of represented people, you know.
What do you mean, kind? You the boss? Yeah, union president?
No, I was just a shop steward.
Oh.
It's a lawyer for, like, the workers. You have to know all the regulations and rules.
Oh, they come to you.
Yeah, and then if they have a grievance, then you meet with these people, you write these things up. It was a lot of work. And they send you to all these conventions.
Oh.
And all these training things, you know. Like, I've been to Vegas twice.
As a union shop.
Yeah, as a delegate just to represent.
Were you guys as corrupt as our unions? Yeah.
No, this ain't no Teamster, man. Shit. Hitting people in the knee. No, we just.
You didn't bait people with bats?
No. We just know all the rules, man. There's a lot of. And you know the thing about that is? They never mess with me because I knew all the rules. So that's the one thing. I never had a hard time working for the post office.
Golfer, you come from the military to the first of all, you were disciplined to begin with.
I had knowledge, so, you know, that's the key. So
I didn't know you were that big shot.
Yeah, I did that for a while because, you know, even when I, because, you know, I don't know if I told you this, but when I came down here in 2004, I was always saying, man, did I make the right decision coming down to Florida? Yeah. And I always wanted to go back to New York.
Speaking of, yeah,
I always wanted to go back to New York when after, you know, and then finally at 2014 after 10 years, I'm like, you know, I'm going back. So I put in for a transfer and I went to work in Scarsdale, which is real, real
mega rich.
Mega rich, man. Yeah, mega rich. And that was like, I thought before I left Florida, I thought the post office was in trouble because there wasn't a lot of mail. When I went to Scarsdale, I'm like, okay, the post office is fine. Because these people get mail.
Oh,
I'm talking.
My mother gets mail and she's an old lady.
Well, listen, man, that's nothing. And then the thing is with this, like down here, like a lot of the houses, the mailboxes are like on the street. These houses in Scarsdale, you have to walk to the door. And like one house, I counted steps from the main road up to the front door is like 60 steps I had to walk up the hill.
Up a hill.
With a whole, like, bag of stuff, man. And this was, like, every day.
Every day they got a lot of mail?
Yes, every day. Like, there was no let up. Like, down here, Mondays are heavy. Day after holiday are heavy. But after that, up there, you get hammered constantly. Constantly get hammered.
How long were you there?
I was there for 2 years.
Did you make good money?
I made less money because New York have a state tax. Florida don't. So coming to Florida with the post office, like you get a raise.
That was my question.
Automatically.
Being like where you live, the post office pays whatever it pays, wherever it is in the United States?
Right across the board, yes.
So like if you live in a very like cheap to live area.
You do. You live like a king. You live like a king, yeah.
And if you live in New York City, you like, can't make
yeah,
it.
Then you have to shack up with 3-4 people just to make it, yeah.
Wow.
So coming to Florida.
No cost of living adjustments?
Yes, you do get that.
Oh, okay.
You do get that, but it's the same. Based off your time, the service, how much time you have. It's not like you get a bigger cost of living because you live in New York. No.
Oh, you don't?
It's the same. That's why a lot of people like transfer. But that's a good thing. You could transfer like however often you want. So
listen, they say they still need people. I mean,
well, I don't know about it. It's not. I would recommend nobody going there now.
No, Wow, I would not. 34 year retired union guy, and not anymore. Yeah. No more. You think it's, you know, with the way technology's going, Garfield, do you think the post office is going to be around forever?
Yeah, I think it will, because there's still stuff that people are still going to.
Yeah, but why not let private companies handle this?
Well, I mean,
you get what I mean.
The private company can't afford to go everywhere. Like, the post office got people, like, in the bayous in Alaska. Like, the post office got customers in Alaska that you need an airplane to deliver their mail.
And they do.
Like, just maybe one guy lives way in the middle of nowhere. It takes a bush plane to go up there. Like, the average private company not going to go all the way up.
Wait, but they do that?
Yes, they do.
You mean you have the right as a citizen if you live wherever?
Yeah, you
got to
get mail. It's a law. Yes, you have to get mail.
So they got to go all the way that for kid? Wow, that is crazy.
And even people on houseboats, there's people that deliver mail on houseboats. You got to, they live on the river. You got to get in a boat and you got to deliver their mail. So
now, does it cost them more money? No.
No, it don't. But then you live in the city, then you know, you got to pay and it balances out.
Mm.
So that's why I don't ever think they're going to, unless Congress comes in and like say, you know.
Yeah, you're out.
But for right now, everybody's got the right to get mail, so.
Wow. I never thought of it like that.
Think about that. Yeah, so everybody, so.
I mean, it would cost too much to get mail if you had a private company.
Like one guy, he's not going to take his plane and go in the middle of nowhere just to.
Give
you one letter, like a bill.
And you would. The post office does.
They have to, you know.
That is wild. I just learned that. That's pretty good. So, it'll be around, but here's what I don't like about them. They don't pay. I mean, there used to be a really good package, total package.
Yeah.
I don't even see that anymore.
When I first started back in 83. And when I got home from work and I was walking up the block, people were like, whoa, you work for the post office? Whoa, my God, whoa.
Right.
Like a big deal. Now it's like nothing. And one of the reasons why I knew it was time for me to leave because before I left, I used to be like a trainer. The new carriers come in, I used to, like, train them, you know, they ride with me in the back of the truck, and I show them, like, do it like this, like that, whatever. So, I had one girl in the back of my truck one day, and, you know, you try to strike up a conversation, like, you know, and I, like, something comes around, like, when were you born? And this girl was born in 92.
Born in 92.
Yes, and I'm like, yo, I started working at the post office in 88. So when I started, this girl wasn't even conceived or even thought about being conceived. I started in 88. She was born in
92. 83? So I thought you said 88. Okay, 88.
Yeah, 88. I started in 88, and this girl was born in 92. So I was like a vet. At 4 years in, I considered myself a veteran in the post office, and she was just born then. And now me and her working.
Now you're training her.
Working the same job.
Wow.
It's time to go. Yeah, like.
She's younger than your daughter.
She's young. Well, we're just around the same age.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm like, it's time to go. If these kids are catching up, they're going to be like I'm a grandpa or something, man. Like, gramps, you know.
Well, you know, they do. You know, I guess I'm an OG too, so I look at it like that too. Because I look at myself, Garfield, and say, wow, I'm 62 years old.
Oh, yeah, I'm 57, you know.
Yeah, we're close. You know, you're catching me. I stopped counting now. I'm not going to be 63. I'm going to be 62.
I have to do the math to see how old I am now.
So you were born?
66.
66. Yeah, I was born in 61.
Is that what it is, somewhere around there?
Yeah, no, 5 years, right? 6 years. We're 6 years different.
But I didn't want to retire.
Yeah.
I didn't want to retire and then die, because in all my years in the post office, I've seen too many guys hang around for too long.
100% true. They don't know how to dewind.
And then 6 months later, like when I first started in New York in Rye, Westchester County.
Rye, New York?
Yeah.
Where Rye Playland was?
Yeah, and that's another real Tony place. That's where I started. There was a guy named Uncle Mike, and I remember him, man. And he was like, I'm going to retire soon.
Postal guy?
Yeah, he was like a custodian, you know. He was just doing like nothing.
He was there for forever, though.
Yeah, just mop some stuff up or whatever. But he was looking forward to retire. And finally left. We had a party. Okay, he's gone.
How old was he?
I don't know. He was probably like
60.
Yeah, somewhere around there. But 6 months later, he was dead.
Damn.
And that was earlier on. I'm like, man, I don't want to end up like that guy, man. Because everybody in there is like okay, I'm going to retire. And then if you just die like that, somebody ended up getting what you work for, I didn't think that was right. So
you know, Garfield, it's true with cops, with military people. A lot of people die within 5 years of retirement because of a different level. They don't know how to dewind and stress, exactly. And they're doing the same thing, you know. And then all of a sudden it changes and their body's not used to it.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen. I don't know if that, you know.
That's why I still walk. That's another thing.
Yeah.
Because what am I doing? To lay down all day, all night, do nothing?
No.
You know, so.
You're 100% right to do
that. I'm quite aware of that. So that's why, you know, I try to stay busy.
You know, I look at that and you see that. And people just don't know how to go from that stressful situation that they've learned how to handle for 30 mm-hmm. years to no stress or different kind of stress that they don't feel.
It's major though, Larry.
Yeah.
It's a major deal.
And here's it is. You're older, so your body's different.
Yeah. You know?
So, but what do you mean it's major?
It's a big difference from you was doing that for so long to like doing pretty much nothing now.
How are you handling it?
Well, I'm fine.
Do you get depressed a little or something at times?
Sometimes I miss it, but I just miss because I've been doing this for so long, but yeah.
I don't mean miss it. Like you said, there's being, different like, kind of stresses
like
now.
I miss being out there, you know, because like, even when I was working, when I get a day off, I had to find something to do because it would be like I just wasted the whole day.
When you were out and you said, I don't want to waste the day.
Yes. So even now I'm thinking, I might have to, you know, find a part-time job or something.
You said you didn't want to do that.
Yes. Well, now I'm thinking that I might have to do that. So, you know.
What, just to keep yourself busy?
Yeah.
You can't find like your own like chase young girls or something. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I know you got a beautiful wife.
Yeah,
and she's great too.
I got no energy for that.
Nah, me either. I feel you. Yeah. So isn't the house in Jamaica and maybe doing something down there? Isn't enough? I mean, to get a job and then not be able to do that again, you say to yourself, "What did I do this shit for?" Does that make sense?
Yeah, but down there is strictly, if I was going to do something, it would be up here. I don't want to work when I go down there.
My point is, no matter what, now you get a job here.
Yeah.
And you want to go down there and the guy says, you can't.
Yes, exactly.
You don't want that either.
Exactly.
Fuck that. Exactly. You want to work for me where you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to be your bodyguard. So yeah.
can you carry a gun? Well, I don't know. I can't. I'm a felon.
Yeah.
You're not a felon.
No.
I know. Never been locked up one day?
Not even one day.
You need to get locked up for a week just to know
how to experience it.
Yeah. It'll do you good. Get more beer. Turn around and get another beer for
just
me.
Just like Scared Straight.
Get me one, too. Maybe I'll have one with you.
Like Scared Straight?
No, I don't do that. You know that.
Okay.
I don't do Scared Straight. What I do is get me one, too. And yourself.
This is yours.
Well, yourself.
I already got one.
It's empty.
Oh, you know that.
Because I watched you lift it up. I know you.
Where's the Hennessy that was on the bar?
Oh, it broke.
Nicky broke all that, too.
Nicky. No, actually, the alcohol was good. I don't think we had Hennessy. Grab a beer, Goff. One more.
I got a beer right there.
Oh, one more.
Remember we killed up all the Hennessy that day? I was on the podcast.
Yeah, I do remember. Man, people can go and look at that. We had a good time.
Yeah, we messed that up.
Now, let me tell people the real story. You were on work. You got it. You took a day off. That's right. You took a day off.
I took a day off when I came in, yeah.
But you didn't.
I was off, yeah.
You didn't.
I was off.
You had so many days left on the books.
I left for over 2,000 hours of sick leave, man.
Now, how many? 200 days, wasn't
2, it? 2,000 hours. So do the math. 8 hours in a day, 2,000 hours. I don't know.
It's a lot. How many days did you have?
What do you mean?
That like you had on the books that you cashed in? Did you cash them in?
No. That's not, you can't cash that.
So you took them, but got full pay.
I didn't take them.
So you didn't give them back for free?
Yes, pretty much.
Not for free. Don't tell me you gave them.
Pretty much.
Why would you do that?
Because that's just the way it was. When I work, all right, Larry, listen.
I'm not buying that.
No.
You got all these to take off and then retire after they're done.
That's what I should have done. So now you're telling me this now.
You didn't do that?
That's what I should have done.
Of course. Why didn't you do it?
I only took like maybe probably a month, and I still had like
months.
Cause like okay, let's look at it like this. In the entire Melbourne, like in the entire Melbourne installation, there's over 200 carriers.
Do you have 200 mail carriers yes. right here in the Melbourne, Bombay?
Yeah, something like that. And I was one of the top two in like
seniority.
In sick leave. In leave.
You're talking
in leave, accumulated leave. Accumulated,
oh, you had accumulated leave.
Accumulated sick leave.
You and another probably, guy had more than you?
Probably close to.
Wow. Yeah. Did you know him?
Yeah. Because I pretty much know everybody around here. Even if, yeah.
Yeah, if they worked in the postal, you
yeah,
knew
then
them.
I know them because, yeah.
Yeah, everybody I've ever asked, do you know Garfield? If they've been on the thing, they go, yeah, oh, Garfield, Pompey.
Listen, yeah, everybody knows me because.
Union.
First of all, yeah, and I was only one of the only dreadlocks that started delivering mail down here back in the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I first started, like, everybody, like, can you deliver mail with dreadlocks? And I'm like, yeah.
Did they ever say anything about that?
Well, yeah, the reason I started, I actually started growing my hair when I moved down here in 2004. So one of the reasons was I used to have it braided back in New York, but then when I came down, I couldn't find anybody to braid it. So I just let it grow.
So did you have one of those big afros?
Not really.
Those big ones in the 70s, man? Yeah,
nah, not
Michael
really.
Michael Jackson stuff?
I had a little mini thing, because before your hair starts to lock, it gets pretty wild. And I remember, like, this one supervisor looked at me, like, she was a little skinny white lady. She walked by, and she looked at me. She wanted to say something, but she wasn't sure what to say.
Yeah.
So she kind of walked by, looked at me, and then she walked by again. She said, Garfield, what did you do to your hair? Because, like I said, before, your hair will stick up at first when you first start doing it. It'll, like, spike, and then after a while, it start to, like, fall. When it grows to certain height,
sure, up, can't, start, can't hold itself.
Then it start to fall, and at that time when she said that, my hair was like spiking upwards,
falling.
So it was pretty wild. It was pretty wild.
That is pretty wild.
And she looked at me and goes, "Hey, what's going on?" But yeah, but
they never said you needed a haircut or anything.
But you know how many times I walk into Walmart and somebody engaged me in conversation. I'm like, "Hey, Garf." I'm like, after I left, I'm like, "Who the hell was that?"
Yeah, oh,
I have no idea, because, yeah.
Cause that happens to me a lot.
Yeah, even I go into Chili's down here.
On Pompey Road.
Like, Garfield! I'm like, man.
So well, everybody who ever been in this office and worked and hanging knows Garfield. Oh, you mean Garfield, man? How's he doing?
A lot of people know me, so yeah.
Should run for office. We need a good politician in Pompey.
Politician.
You want to be a politician?
No.
I'll help you.
I'll give you
money. Whatever you need.
You want to pull the strings from behind?
Oh.
Yeah, if you pull the strings, then.
I would do that?
I'll be the puppet. Yeah. You pull those strings. Like,
you think I would do that?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. Because, hey, you're going to need the brains. A lot of these politicians, they got somebody in the background.
Oh, absolutely.
The brains. They're not that smart, you know? So you need somebody. You got to surround yourself with, you know.
Because here's what I would want you to do as a politician.
What's that?
I think Pompey could be put on the face of the earth map-wide. Listen to me.
Yeah.
You know this area well.
Yes.
Do you know Port Malabar Boulevard?
Yes.
All the way down at the end.
Yes.
On the left, there's all that empty area. On the left. Used to be a Publix way back.
And they used to have concerts down there.
Well, no. I'm talking Port north Malabar. Of the shack on the east side of the street of US 1. Right there where the big sign is Port Malabar coming in, you know. Right there.
Yes.
I want to put a 50-story building with a rotating bar and restaurant on the top, restaurants on the bottom. Make that the downtown of Pompey. You could have office space or condo space right there in this 50-story building. You would then have one of the biggest, highest buildings on the East Coast. South of Jackson, I think there's no building over 50. If there is, we get it, whatever it is, and you make it a landmark. You're right next to the Space Center. Could you imagine the space shots going up, the pictures, the people want to go, reservations for a shooting? That's not going to stop. Elon Musk is not going to stop. They're shooting stuff so many times. You could have the area around there, the people won't complain because their values of their homes go up, and then it's not like some really crazy rich area anyway. Mm-hmm. So you can then bring the values. You have north and south access with US 1. You can go all the way up to Pompey Road and go straight to 95. So it's not hard access. And you could open this with a signature move like that and make the downtown there. People, the biggest problem with Pompey, and people will tell you this, is If I told you right now, I'll meet you downtown Melbourne, where are we going?
You're going downtown Melbourne.
You know where downtown Melbourne is. Yeah. That's where Meg O'Malley's and all those places are. Let's go to downtown Palm Bay.
It's supposed to be Malabar by the police station over there.
Nobody knows what it is. There's nothing to do. There's no places. There's no bars.
That is true.
You could make that a major downtown, and you will attract people from south to from Vero, as long as you're perfect roading, perfect spots. There's enough room on the left, and you start this crap buildings, and there's an old motorcycle shop there on the left. You either buy them out or take, you know, let them get all the way to the marina, and then you can put something on the marina there. On the left, the other side has the turtle, the lazy turtle, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But you can make chops. You could really make that with a couple overpasses and walk in and stuff. You could really make that a. You could literally take the value of Palm Bay. Palm Bay is a good place to live because it's centrally located. Here's why: you're 2.5 hours to Miami, 2.5 hours to Jacksonville, 2.5 hours to Tampa, mm-hmm. hour to Orlando. Mm-hmm. And in one spot. You can't do that. If you lived in Fort Myers, you can't get to Jacksonville. We can get to Jacksonville. We can get to anywhere, the major areas in Florida, you can get to very easily from Palm Bay. Except maybe Fort Myers. And that was 4 hours for me because I used to go down on my RV all the time. I had an RV spot. You could really open this place to what it really should be. And it should be accessible and have the entertainment. Melbourne... First of all, and I would also build a causeway, as much as it cost. They need a cause. They could have built one. Frank, my friend, could have put one in there. They shot it down. They could have. They need to put a causeway from Port Malabar or Malabar over to the ocean. So all of these people in the South County here have access to the ocean without having to go all the way to Wawak, or, you know, the Wabasso Bridge.
192.
Or 192 or the Wabasso Bridge. Mm-hmm. So you could open up this county. You could make this. And with a building that size, you'd be able to do it with income, money, taxes. And it's just not being, everybody says, oh, we want the small town feel. No, you don't. You're going under, you stupid idiot. You can't fix roads. The roads suck as hell. Yeah. You have no infrastructure development to go. You put houses and more houses without putting commercial property to support them.
Our roads to get to these houses.
Exactly, Goff. You see, and a politician like yourself who understands that because you were out there, you talk to a lot of people, you'd understand. I don't want to do it corruptly. If I have to buy one or two others, we'll buy them. But you know what I meant. You know, it shouldn't have to. Am I speaking crazy? No.
No, I see. You got a good point. Yeah. Well, you got a connection, Larry. You can't make it happen.
You know, making it happen and being your business is a whole different thing. You know that. You know how much I'm working as it is.
Yeah.
But I do believe with the right vision and somebody in there who says, let's stop this bullshit, what's going on in this city. You're 125,000 people, which makes you what they call a medium-sized city. Mm-hmm. You are not a small city anymore. You're not a 3,000 Indian Atlantic. Even Melbourne, 70,000, 75, whatever it is. They're smarter because they got two bridges over to the ocean. They got the O'Galley Causeway, and if you want to get technically, and they even got the Pineda Causeway and 192. Mm-hmm. What does Bombay got? Zero.
I never thought it.
So, you know, there's so many ways, Garfield, that you... First of all, you can even get money from the government because it's an evacuation route for the Melbourne Beach, down near Long Point Park.
Like those guys, Sebastian.
It would be a great evacuation route because if a hurricane's coming, you can't go one way. It's too slow. It takes too long.
Across.
You know, it'd be a good way to do it. It really would. And I think you could do it money-wise. I think you can get a lot of grants and stuff, and then you could do a lot of stuff. People would, listen, the taxes alone, you could, West Melbourne actually, let a company charge a penny more in tax to everything you buy in those, that plaza up near the LA Fitness. You know LA Fitness?
Yes.
Okay, you know over the bridge there where the Kohl's Plaza, there's a Buffalo Wild Wings on Pompey Road, west of 95. There's the Kohl's, there's the...
Palm Crossing.
Whatever that is. Yes. Did you know you pay an extra penny on everything you buy in tax that goes to the developer?
Over there?
Forever. When is it going to end? You know that's been paid back. It's been open for so long. A penny for every dollar tax. 1% tax.
I didn't know that.
So think of that. You got a $100 item, anything. Forget about it. You know how much money they're paying to this developer still? We paid for his business. I can understand even giving him an assistance. But this is crazy now. And listen, if they pass that and they got their people to put it in, nobody's complaining. You know what you could do in Palm Bay with what I just said? Can you imagine a beautiful restaurant, apartment business, and all the shops down below and with launches going up and all the stuff? You would have so much business down there. You'd take it away from Palm, those other places, which is okay. Mm-hmm. It's a competition. But they just need a little visionary. Just somebody's got to start the anchor store, which would be that building. You know how many people would want to get into that building? How many people would want to go up to the rooftop bar and, and watch a launch?
Because there's people that still come over here from Port Canaveral. Like,
here, Canaveral. People come from all over the state to watch it.
Like when the shuttle goes.
Right. On. They come from all over the state.
They still come down there.
Like, they come from Orlando.
There's a Five Guys Burger over there.
Right.
There's, what else is over there? There's a Target.
There's everything over there. You kidding me? It's the Sports Authority. There's tire places. Yeah. And what I'm getting at is it's all it takes is a little vision, Garfield. And
I'm with you.
And all we need, I know the audience is probably saying, well, where is this place? If you go on a map, everybody, it's in Central Florida, and it's on the East Coast. It's right. Just look where the shuttle goes off. And that county, now Palm Bay is south of that by about 30 miles, and it's part of the same county, but it's a good ways. But Palm Bay could open this place up. I mean, it's really a very cost-effective. Mm-hmm. Even now it's getting expensive, too. Crazy, the apartments, prices, and everything else. You know that, man. I've got to tell you. Yeah. And these landlords are crooks. They try to charge you for stuff that you didn't do or do. People don't understand. If you got a lease, every 3 years, don't let that landlord say you have to fix the carpet. They're supposed to either change the carpet, clean the carpet, do something every 3 years. Every 3 years. And then if you leave and they don't want to give you your security deposit back, demand it. Because normal wear and tear on an apartment, after 3 years especially, is holes in the wall. Not, I don't mean punching holes. I'm talking like where nails went and stuff of that. That's normal wear and tear, and a judge will say, nope, give him his money back. He don't have to pay that. That's all in a law. So these people are not giving their money back. These landlords got to understand, it's not your money. You're holding in case they're a screw-up. It's a shame that somebody could be in a place for, let's say, 10 years. You take his $1,000. Just say it's $1,000. And you put it in a bank. And the normal rule of thumb on any money is you take it every 7 years, it doubles. So if a guy puts $1,000 in and you already made double that plus another 3 years, so that's $2,000 and another half of that. So let's just call it $1,500. You made $1,500. You should be honored to give it back to him. These landlords don't even want to give that back to you. What? Just in case. And you did it right. They're just greedy. And some of these landlords got to be tapped and hit with a fine or punitive damages. Punitive damages, people, in the law states that when a person doesn't act against you and you want to put more on it than the actual act that they screwed you, to give them a lesson not to do it again. So they'll say, we're going to award you $1 million for the actual cause of damage, and we're going to order $2 million in punitive damage. Punitive damage is, listen, we know you did it wrong. You did it on purpose. Do it again, it's going to cost you more. That's what's called punitive damage. Matter of fact, a lot of insurance companies get hit with that because they don't pay, and then they don't pay, and they know they had to pay, and they didn't do. And listen, we know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Hit it. Give them the money. And I think cases, anybody, I don't know who I'm talking about, anybody out there who ever had a rent, these landlords, and I respect landlords too. I know how it is when people ruined houses. They do a lot of things. But that's your due diligence in getting the right guy in there. Getting a guy that you trust. Not just a background check, but how about his character? How about sitting down and talk to him? How about renting to me? Oh, no, he's a convict. Where I'll be the best tenant you ever had. Yeah. So just like you anybody. And I think landlords need to get with it. And again, I understand landlords get screwed sometimes. People leave. And that's part of what you're doing and making money as it is. But you listen, landlords are making the rent. Even if whatever they get, again, rule of thumb is 7 years on a house or anybody, any investment, standard. Now, that it could be more if you're in a risky investment. And if you got a lot of people's money and you want to put in a risky investment, make 10%, 12%, just think of that. You make 10% a year, every year, 7 years, because it's compounding. You're going to have a ton of money, more than $1,000 profit, more than double. Profit, I said. Profit, not what Now I don't want to give you the money back because there's holes in the wall or the carpet needs clean it. By law, people, landlords, by law. In fact, there is not much. Again, people destroy places, so I understand that. That's the one you want to deposit, and you know you should be a character, and you should get there quick. There's a lot of things. But when you have a tenant for 10 years, and he leaves the place, and you tell him, hey, you need to cut down the trees. Are you crazy? It's your tree. I don't care about your tree, and I'm not going to cut your tree down so you can have that for your next tenant not to worry about. Put the $500, put the $200, whatever it costs you to cut that tree down or branch it or trim it, do it. Jesus, the greed on some people, it just pisses you off because they put stress on working people who didn't buy the house. They rented because they want. There's a lot of reasons you rent, and there's a lot of reasons you buy. There's pros and cons to both sides. People don't understand that. You can rent and not have to pay taxes, not have to pay, you know, when something breaks, a refrigerator and this, and you own the house, you got to pay for everything. Mm-hmm. Well, when you don't own it, they pay it. You might be paying X a month, and now you own it. There's both pros and cons with taxes, the neighborhood you live in. There's a lot of argument to say, don't buy, rent, take whatever else you would have put into a house. Let's say you have $1,000 rent, and you knew your mortgage would have been $2,000. You take $1,000 out of that, you know, make like your rent was $2,000. And you take $1,000 and you just keep stashing it away at a high-risk thing. And before you know it, in 10 years, you got a lot of money in there. And it would have been not there, but you still don't own the house. You're building equity.
Yes.
That's the only thing with equity. But a lot of people don't know. You know, it's going to get to that point where equity is not going to happen. What do you think? A house is going to be $1 million everywhere? Yeah, every house is $1 million? Eventually. Then the value of money sucks anyway. So you should have did it the other way because you could have went to higher-risk investments. So, I mean, there's a lot of pros and cons of what we're talking about.
Yes.
But landlords, don't get greedy. You got a good tenant. You got him for a lot of years. He pays on time. You need to respect that and then pay him back whatever the hell he deserves. Anybody. And I'm talking about this to anybody. And I've seen it happen with my assistant, Nick, get screwed by some lady that comes from another, because she's a Chinese lady, and she was so nasty to him. She wanted to put me in jail. She called 911 on me.
Really?
I told her, who are you, crazy lady? Get the cop come and called her crazy. They made her pay. And it was like a lot of money, like $3,000, $2,000. I don't know. It was a lot of money. It wasn't $500. It was like $3,000 or something like that she owed him.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, but you think she wanted to pay that $3,000 back? And it was nothing. The house was better than when they got it.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is. They get greedy. But I went on a tangent there. Where do you feel about that?
Well, yeah, I agree with you, 100%.
No, I think most people do, and I might hear from a couple of guys who own properties who say, listen, you don't realize how much they screw me in this. Well, then you're either a bad pick or character, yeah. Or you picked a bad property. Maybe not every property is going to be in a good enough area or whatever it is. You tried to get something. Just first analyze yourself and what you did and why you keep getting somebody who keeps screwing you. Maybe you're the asshole.
Yeah.
So maybe... But I just going on that rant for a second.
Yeah.
You know, I looked at what's coming out on me. There's a show, and one, I can't talk about. Two, I can. It's Rankings and my true crime story.
True crime one.
You know, you're looking for that? But you know me, wait. But yeah, you're looking for that one?
Yes.
That's on VH1. You know that show, right?
Yes.
You know, I think Remini, or what's it, Leah Remini or something is the host.
She is?
Yeah, yeah. And they do it with... You know, my true crime story. I hope they make me look good, at least. Not bad, you know. Meaning, I do good now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope they don't make me still as the criminal, you know. Maybe a little bit of a criminal.
I have to see that.
You think I'm a criminal still?
No.
Nah, see, that's my buddy. I love him, man. Go off. Grab a beer. Now you can grab a beer for 5 more minutes.
That's back in the days, man.
Yeah, you know, Goff, I look at it like, you know, you and me.
Yeah.
We come from that era, it was different. The mob was very powerful. Things were going on down there. You know, but your word meant something.
Everybody wanted to be a gangster.
Yeah, you remember that? How did you stay away from that, being in the Jamaican mafia?
Well, you know. Well,
maybe you are. I think you might have a little connections.
Just a little bit.
Another show? Garfield.
That's a little something.
I think Garfield had a little bit of going on there with the...
He wear those nice suits, you know, yeah.
Hey, do they still got them down in Jamaica?
What?
you know, the guys running the country under the ground. Like, you know, I don't mean the bookies and loans and sharks and gangsters.
Yeah, but I don't really live in that world no more.
What was it? The Jamaican Posse was pretty big in prison.
Shower Posse.
Yeah, you know them. Huh? I'm gonna get into you yet, Garfield. I think, you know, did you have to leave there because of a couple of bodies or
no,
what?
No, no, no.
You left at 16. That's a little bit suspicious, young.
I was young.
That was a suspicious. Yeah, but they do stuff young down there.
Nowadays they do. Back then it was like just kids just running around, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to pick up chicks, you know.
Well, everybody.
Trying to pick up chicks. That was it.
That's it? Is that how you met your wife?
No.
Where'd you meet your wife? She's a nice woman. That's why I'm asking you.
She was born in Jersey.
Oh, she's born in Jersey. How'd you meet her?
I don't know.
You don't know. I love him.
I have no idea.
Really?
This happened, man.
You happen to meet her?
That's one of those things, you know?
I love it, man. You know everything. You're just such a... Even to get you over here is crazy. I love that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Garfield's funny because after the mic's shut off, he'll be talking crazy stories.
Yeah. Kind of caught me off guard tonight. I was just doing my exercise.
That's the best way to do it, man. Why? Because you relax. You don't think about it. Oh, I got to do this.
That's a good point. Good.
Right? Don't you agree?
It wasn't that bad.
Hey, I told Garfield, he walked in here. I said, go say hi to mom. Go tell her you're the black guy robbing the place. My mom goes.
She wasn't buying that.
No, but she looked, and I go, you know who that is? She goes,
And she goes, the mailman.
Then the mailman. I said, yeah, it's Garfield. She liked you a lot.
Now she does. One day I came and she knew where I was. So.
She didn't know?
Yeah, that one time. Remember that one time?
Oh, yeah. You told me you came in.
Yeah.
And what she said.
You know, I walk right in there. The door's open. I walk right in. There was nobody here.
Walk right in. You go to use the microwave.
I say, hi, mom. How's Larry? And I step back out. And then, like, a couple days later, like, yeah, I was there a few days ago. She goes, you were? Like,
right. She didn't know. She don't know what's going on. That was cool. You'd come in, use the microwave or something, and she goes, who's in the house? You know, to me later. I go, mom, that's Garfield. Oh, now then she got to know more and more, the mailman.
Yeah.
You know, because Garfield's always respected.
She loved her mail. Oh. Remember that.
She's like, crazy, too.
Where's the mail? Larry, give me the mail.
Oh, my God, the mail. And it's all junk. You must see that a lot. You must have seen that a lot, right?
What?
The mail. How much garbage is in this mail?
It's not garbage, man.
What? You don't think all that selling shit's garbage?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to say that.
Oh, you can now. You retired. You can say it's garbage.
You can say that, but I can't say that.
I should get the people who cutting trees down and get them on and say, look at a waste of paper.
Yeah.
You know how much stuff I throw right in the garbage?
Well.
Say it. Well, be honest.
Yeah, well, you get what you put in, pretty much. So, your mom is on a lot of mailing lists because
she's a sucker list, they call it.
There you go. That's why she gets a lot of stuff, because it's like, this one cat, like, okay, she gave me something. Oh. And the other guy, like, okay, I can get something from her. So, that's
why. Right. That's why we screen her mail.
That's why you got to screen that, yeah, for real. Yeah.
At 91, you got to screen her mail, because, yeah. You know, I mean, she'd give money to people that, any everybody, story.
Everybody got to say, nowadays, everybody's a scammer nowadays, man.
Oh, it's crazy. It is crazy.
Oh, you know, hey.
It is nuts. But, Garfield, I am glad you came here. Anything you want to talk about before we close? Something. Say something to somebody.
No, I'll come back on after we... After you go to the picnic. So
how about I come to a picnic? That's at the end of the month. Yeah. How about when I go to Jamaica, we're going to do a show or two live. I really want to go down there.
You're going
to
bring your equipment down there?
I'm bringing this equipment, that whatever Nick thinks we need to bring.
We need a lot, though.
Well, we need this soundboard, of course, the Rodecaster.
Okay.
We need... You have mics?
Yes.
Nick, you see that? We don't even have to bring mics.
I have one mic.
Oh, no. We got to bring mics. We'll bring them because we might have three people. You on, a guest on, maybe the mayor of your town.
No mayor there, man. What are you talking about?
You don't have a mayor?
No.
What do you have that runs the place?
Probably just some guy, but he's not a mayor.
Just some guy. I love this. Yeah. I love other countries.
You're talking some guy with a big machete, man.
Oh, man. Well, see? You got me in trouble already.
Yeah. He'll hack you.
Hack right on air.
No.
Right on air.
You hack you on air. Yeah.
No.
You get good ratings for that.
Ratings?
You got hacked. Look at Larry getting hacked.
Larry, he survived, but look at him get hacked.
He got hacked online. Yeah.
He got hacked right on the air. That'd get a lot of views, I bet. But I don't want to get anybody.
No, you'll be all right, man. You'll be all right.
Yeah, no. So within the next few months, at least, 3-4 months, we're going to do something.
Before the summer.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Let's put it for like What is this? April?
June.
Somewhere around June, yeah.
Yeah, June in the beginning, because after that I'm off to New York, yeah, I'm off to Colorado, off to a couple places. But anyway, we're going to do
that. One of these days I got to go on the road with you, man. I got to ride that.
Oh, come on. You got to be my bodyguard.
No, but
you know, you can't be my bodyguard. You drink too much. Yeah. You'll be wanting to party with me.
I'll just hang out, man. Who drives that? You drive?
Nick does.
Nick drives?
And I drive sometimes. Okay. We both drive.
I'm not driving.
No, you can't drive. You know how that thing? Everybody's crashed that thing who's drove it. Yeah, everybody.
I'm not driving that.
Nick crashed it. I crashed it. It's going to happen. You know, it's too big not to happen.
Yeah, you got to get into smaller spaces.
Yeah, you know who you know who caused the most damage in that thing? Who? My brother. Crazy Dave.
Dave?
Dave Crazy.
How's
just,
Dave doing, man?
Dave's doing great. You know Dave.
He's a cool dude.
Yeah, he's laid back, right?
Very laid back.
Very laid back. He's funny as hell, too. You know that. That motherfucker says what right out of his mouth. He don't give a shit.
He lived in Sebastian, right?
No, he lives right here in West Melbourne.
Oh, he moved.
Yeah. He never lived in Sebastian. He lived down off in Grant East.
Yeah.
Down
Grant,
that way.
That's what I'm thinking. Grant.
And then he moved to West Melbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't mess with West Melbourne.
Oh, don't. You're a black guy. Don't mess with West Melbourne, man. You can't do that.
That's that unknown, like that. That's that unwritten rule. Don't go to West Melbourne.
It's an unwritten rule. Don't go to West. In 2024, we're still saying if you're a black guy, don't go to West Melbourne. That's crazy, isn't it?
And you know, fun fact: when I first came down here, that's where I started working at first.
Oh, you had a dreadlock dude in West Melbourne.
So, Larry, no, for real. So like, I was out delivering mail one day, and this lady came out, a little black lady. She goes, "Oh my God, I lived here for 25 years. I never had a black man deliver my mail." And I'm like, "What?" Yeah, she made a big scene. I'm like, "Wow," you know. But
she was black?
Yes, little black lady.
She must have been the only black in the
town. She must have been the only.
You actually happened to deliver to her house.
Yeah. And she came running to the door like when I was walking back to the truck.
That is funny.
And she goes, "Oh my God.
It's a black guy.
25 years. Welcome, black man." And I'm like, "Give me some lunch."
Oh, is that what you said? Give me some lunch. Garfield used to bring me chicken. I love that. Curry chicken, was it?
Jerk chicken.
What is it?
Jerk chicken.
Jerk chicken. Man, was that good.
We're going to make some of that at the picnic.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm coming. I'm your guest. Nick and I got going. Can I bring the RV?
I don't know.
Why not? And I'll Yeah.
Yeah, we could hang out in there, yeah.
You know, just have a place to go.
Yeah, we could smoke in there.
Right. Have a place to go. Exactly. Good idea.
We could park it in the park.
Park it for the day, you know, and open it up and then hang out.
Yeah, a friend of mine used to live there with his RV in the park.
Really?
He got kicked out of his house. Well, he was going through a divorce with his wife.
Did they let him stay? They don't let you stay there.
Yeah, he stayed there for a little while, maybe for the summer.
Oh, wow.
We used to go see him.
I didn't know you could stay there like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that certain, I don't know what kind of deal he had, but I used to go see him down there.
Yeah, Wickham Park's nice.
It's very nice.
So we're going
to
be there.
I think they're trying to, I think it's owned by the county.
It is, but.
And they're trying to get the city to take it over or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, I was reading something about that there.
I know it's a nice park, so they have everything in there, man. It's really, they have nice concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have some good stuff.
They have like a Hindi fest where you go to get a lot of.
Oh, they have everything, man. Fest, their music, the country fest, everything. Anyway, all right, Garfield, you're going to come on.
Yeah,
this is Garfield, everybody.
I'll come down after the picnic.
Oh, by the end of next month, you got to come on. And we tape on Tuesdays, so you can come in. We can schedule it.
So the picnic will be on a Sunday, and we'll come in after that Tuesday.
On a Sunday, you come in on a Tuesday, right? That'd be a good one. I think you'll have a lot of fun. So we're going to be coming back with stuff like that. We got a bunch of shows scheduled from Ben Kissel to a whole bunch of other people coming on. So any questions, please just send them to us. You guys know my email, therealdeal@gmail.com. It's therealdeal@gmail.com. You know, do that. Garfield, thanks, buddy. Man, I appreciate it.
Anytime, man.
I really. Guys, check out Oliva Cigar, our sponsor. Check out my Crooked Diamond. Check out all the stuff on the websites. Have a great day. And I do need you all to be safe.